From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the revolving door that takes politicians into business and back again. But first, 36 people died in Russia today when suicide bombers struck a commuter train near the rebel region of Chechnya. Russian authorities blame Chechen terrorists for the blast. The bombing comes in a week when the presence of Russian troops in the former Soviet republics is under scrutiny. On Tuesday, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe urged Russia to withdraw troops from Moldova and Georgia. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld also said Russia should pull out of Georgia. Rumsfeld was speaking during a visit to Georgia, part of a tour he's taking of the Caucasus region. Reporter Natalia Antolava is covering Rumsfeld's visit. She joins us now from Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. Natalia, why is Rumsfeld visiting Georgia, and what will he be doing there?
He came early today, early in the afternoon today, and actually the visit was scheduled before as well. He was supposed to come and meet with former President Eduard Shevardnadze. Instead, today he was meeting with the interim government, who just, as you know, a few days ago were leading Georgia's so-called Velvet Revolution that ousted President Shevardnadze.
Remind us what happened there and how stable the situation is now.
Well, what happened started about a month ago after a parliamentary election that was completely rigged by Georgia's previous government. Thousands and thousands of people took to the streets and basically did not leave until President Shevardnadze resigned. President Shevardnadze was widely blamed here for the very widespread corruption and poverty and many broken promises over the past 10 years. So the demonstrators were demanding his resignation, and they succeeded. After that, three former opposition leaders took over. One of them will be running for the president in the upcoming presidential election in January. And the former speaker of Georgian parliament, Nino Bourjanadze, is currently acting as a president. The situation now is certainly not very stable. There have been outbreaks of crime. There has been a lot of talk of counter-revolution by pro-Shevardnadze forces. But overall, so far, the government has seemed to keep control over the situation. It certainly helps that the international community, and in particular the United States, has been extremely supportive of the events in Georgia. And everyone is anticipating the election in January.
Now, speaking of that election, the leading candidate is Mikhail Saakashvili, and he led the opposition to Shevardnadze. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he is certainly a new face, a new kind of a politician in Georgia, in the country that has been dominated by middle-aged communist nomenclatura bosses. This 36 years old, young, Western-educated, very, very energetic politician and very much of a natural leader has certainly won many hearts and minds. He's been in politics for the past 8 years. He speaks a few languages. Speaks idiomatic English. And many Georgians say that the January election won't be an election. It will be simply an inauguration ceremony for Saakashvili.
Reporter Natalia Antolava in Tbilisi, Georgia, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.